This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's so great to be catching up with Charlene Hurley. Of course, you are from Cycle Up. It's a circular economy social enterprise based in Roscommon. And you're turning old textiles into handmade bags and gifts while also empowering women and tackling waste. Charlene, thanks so much for coming on to the Hub. It's lovely to catch up with you.
You too, Louise. It's fabulous. And thanks so much for having us. So I suppose just to fill you in on what we are, Cycle Up Textiles is, as you said, a social enterprise based in Athlone, County Roscommon. It's there for the last number of years. But to give you the background in it, Roscommon Women's Network also run a charity shop in Castlerean, County Roscommon. And the ladies who were involved there a number of years back were starting to question the amount of clothing that was going to waste that wasn't selling. And they set up a little pilot project, making products from discarded textiles. And I suppose it grew into the social enterprise that is now based in Roscommon. So it's really the women behind it. They were volunteers. They worked really, really hard to educate themselves. And there's now a social enterprise out of it.
That's brilliant. I know a lot of people in their 20s and 30s, they're actually trying to shop more sustainably. I know that I've actually been taking jeans and putting patches in them and, you know, teaching myself how to do a little bit of sewing and all of that kind of thing. And it's a nice little project because lots of people are selling stuff on Vinted. We're upcycling and we're trying to be way more sustainable. Why do you think upcycling has become such a big deal for this generation?
I think, to be fair, I think we're just so more conscious of the costs of things. We're mm-hmm. conscious of the impact on the environment. It's funny, I did see your Instagram story recently where you were upcycling a pair of jeans. And I think that's what prompted me to make contact with you. But it's actually one of the things that we do is we do community workshops around visible mending. So the whole idea is that we teach people how they can upcycle their product or their items at home. Mm-hmm. So like if there's a particular pair of jeans that you absolutely love and they've got a little tear, and then we'll teach you how to do visible mending on it, you know, and things like that. But I just think that we're just so much more conscious of what we put in our landfill and what we put in our bins, and also what we're spending money on and where we're buying our products.
Do you think that the likes of Vinted and Depop and all of these types of platforms, have they added to the success now that it's kind of cool to be a bit more sustainable?
Absolutely. I do think so. I think everybody loves Vinted. Everybody loves Depop. And I think, to be fair, you know, we were there and we were buying stuff and it was hanging in the wardrobe year in, year out. Whereas now we're like, let it have a second wear. Let it have a second life. You know, it can have another outing. And, you know, that's the thing. Like, I mean, everybody is, all of our age group are now into Vinted and Depop, and I think it's fantastic to do. But I think as well as Depop and Vinted, we're also questioning whether to buy that dress again or to wear one that's in the wardrobe.
Yeah, I think you're dead right. What kind of skills are people learning through Cycle Up and who's actually taking part?
So we have a team of product creators there, and we also have a group of community employment scheme workers. So all in all, there's a team of 15 in Cycle Up, which is a massive team. But that includes, let's say, myself as manager in business development and progression skills coordinator, etc. But we have ladies, specifically started out women from marginalised backgrounds and to support women from marginalised backgrounds. However, we do have two men now as part of the team, but they're learning lots of different sewing skills and deconstruction skills and upcycling skills. But we've a wide range of, the team are from a lot of different cultures, a lot of different backgrounds. And I suppose we've got two ladies who came to Ireland from Ukraine. We have a gentleman who's from Syria. And then we have, you know, our production team lead is from Belarus. So we've lots of cultures, but come with the cultures comes a lot of different skills. Sure. And a lot of these people come with really, really high levels of textile skills and upcycling. And we're all just learning from them. And it's just a fantastic bunch of people. They're fantastic.
Brilliant. For somebody who's listening, who's got an overflowing wardrobe of stuff that they never wear, what's one small thing that they could try to do to maybe upcycle instead of just throwing it into the bin?
Well, I think the visible mending. So, if you look up visible mending, it's probably one of the things that people can do. And it's such a simple and creative little thing that they can do. And as I say, we do run courses on it. So, to keep an eye out for that as well. But I think, Olena, who is one of our product creators, one of the things that she has done from a coat that wasn't sold through the charity shop, she was able to make three slouch bags. It was a brand
Wow.
new coat. Didn't sell. She was able to take three slouch bags from it, and that's fantastic. She's able to use every aspect of it, the zips, the buttons, if it's got a certain feature or a certain, I suppose, design on it or pattern, she'll no doubt use it.
That sounds great. And I love the fact that if there is something that maybe isn't technically in this season, or it's not the season's colour, or blah, 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 or whatever, that you can actually turn it into something that's genuinely going to be useful. What does it mean for, I know you've mentioned that there's marginalised women and men, of course, through the work. What does it mean to them to be making these items and to give them something that they can be creative and help their mind and something to be proud of as well?
Absolutely, but I suppose it's those ladies. So the original 10, group of 10 who set up Cycle Up were actually a group of 10 women from that type of background.
Yes, yeah.
And so they've been at the core and at the centre of it from the very beginning, but it means so much to them. And the thing about some of these individuals is that they wouldn't be able to get jobs, in certain businesses and stuff like that, because they're not able to do, like, they mightn't be able to do set hours, they may be a carer at home, they could be a lone parent. There's lots of different things. They may not have access to their own transport and so need public transport. And so the fact that we provide flexible working opportunities as well helps that situation. But like when they produce something and you can see it in their faces and you can see it in them when somebody buys their products, it just means so much to them. And it gives them that confidence and gives them that boost that they need.
Definitely. What is your message to people who think sustainable fashion is maybe too expensive or too hard to get into? What could you say to them?
I think you have to remember that sustainable fashion, has just a longer life for instance, and I suppose so much more love goes into the making of it. So like every product that we make in Cycle Up is a once-off product. You won't find, because we're utilizing the textiles that we have available to us. We might only have textiles available, to make one bag. We might be able to make two bags, but they're slightly different. You won't find anything that's exactly the same. But like I can guarantee you that the quality is in it. It's unique. And, there's a love in it, but it'll last.
Yeah, I love that. If somebody's listening and they want to get involved, or either if they want to support as well, how can they do that?
So I suppose there's two things. If somebody just wants to pop on and have a look at our products and stuff like that, they can jump on to our website, which is cycleup.ie. And all of our products are on there and available. We do have a little shop in Riverside Centre in Athleague, which is where we're based. And if you do pop into Athleague, we'd be more than happy to show you a tour of the studio and how the products are made. And I suppose in addition to that, just to explain that because we're a social enterprise, we do have to do some fundraising as well. And next Sunday week, the 20th of July, we're actually hosting a fundraising event to support the work of Cycle Up Textiles. And the fundraising event is the Athleague Camino and Dip. So to explain what that is it's a 6 kilometre walk along the Suck Valley Way, leaving from the Riverside Centre and coming back to the Riverside Centre. And then also there's an optional dip in the River Suck beside where we're based. And I suppose that's part of trying to help us raise funds as well to keep everything going. So I would ask that if anybody's around Athleague on Sunday, the 20th of July, to maybe pop on as well to the website, maybe register for that event. So it's the Athleague Camino and Dip. So if you go onto the website, it's cycleup.ie/Camino, you'll find all the details there for that.
Oh, brilliant. We hope people get involved, and we hope that we've kind of given people a little bit of a point in the right direction to start being a little bit more sustainable and to start maybe reworking their own clothes to make something brand new. Charlene, thanks so much for coming on. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I look forward to catching up with you again very, very soon.
Thanks, Louise.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.